So we've been going over this text by the great master Atisha called The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And really what this text encompasses is the stages of the path for beings of three capacity. The first level is called the stages of the path for beings of small capacity, or the stages of the path shared in common with beings of small capacity. And that particular scope refers to a type of being who wishes to be free from the lower realms of cyclic existence and wishes to be reborn into the higher realms. So that is his or her sole focus and aim, is to be free from lower realms and to be able to attain rebirth into the higher realms. And if the scope does not go any further beyond than that, or does not go beyond that, then this is called the stages of the path shared in common with beings of small capacity. If that person, if a being not only sees the downfalls of the lower realms of cyclic existence, but also recognizes the downfalls of the higher realms and wishes to definitely get out of cyclic existence altogether and wishes to be free from the suffering of cyclic existence altogether, then this type of person is called a being of medium capacity. And these teachings are called the stages of the path shared in common with beings of medium capacity. I don't know if I said before small, but I meant medium. So this is the medium scope. And then the great scope is when a being sees the downfalls of cyclic existence and not only wishes to be free from cyclic existence for him or herself alone, but wishes to become a fully enlightened, all-knowing Buddha in order to free all sentient beings from cyclic existence. So this type of being is called a practitioner of the great scope, or a being of great capacity. So these are the three levels in the stages of the path that are described in this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment.
That jibi chimbi la jere ba de la da jundre me nga du ju gun ne sen ji bi chu dan da jin ya ba ji gun ji a sen ji bi chu ni yong go ar is.
So when we refer to the being of great capacity and we speak of the great scope, we need to speak of bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And there are two separate causal factors, or two lineages of causal factor for achieving the state of bodhicitta, or achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment. One lineage passed from Maitreya to the great master Asanga is called the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta. And the second lineage passed from Manjushri to Nagarjuna is called equalizing and exchanging self with others. So these are the two lineages of causal factors for achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment, which is a main characteristic of the great scope. And when we speak of vehicles within the great vehicle, we can divide that into two. We can say the first one is called the perfection vehicle, and the second is the tantric vehicle, or the continuum vehicle, secret vehicle. So these are the two divisions of the great vehicle.
Tabhajin tibal habi chudala song yung gharis. Chudinji labala habi chudan. Habi denganji labala habi chudan. Shiraji labala habi chudan song yung gharis. Labasun labu gharis. Labasun labi chudala. An bhajin tibal habi chudu wadere di gharis. Marba. Chudin labi chudinji labala habi denganji labala habi shiraji labala song le. tabi çüdele ani bazin devalo tabi çüs ode sonyun gores marva.
And when we speak of the perfection vehicle within the great vehicle, there are three trainings that are actually called the three highest higher trainings. And these are the as follows: the highest higher training in ethical behavior, the highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom. So these three higher trainings are a main characteristic of the perfection vehicle, which is the first of the division, the two divisions in the great vehicle.
Jyoshi dan, Ishu dan, Hindu dan, wa tsangma la tsutin ji laba yuwaari, Tengenze ji laba yuwaari, Shira ji laba kangal yuwaari. Namba ki ta, tesu li labi tsutin ji laba, Tengenze ji laba, Shira ji laba, wa dhani sadhu yuwaari.
So, speaking of these three trainings, if we just use the words ethical behavior or ethics, concentration, and wisdom, we can say that these three types of trainings can be found in all religious traditions, in the Christian tradition, in Judaism, in the Muslim tradition, and the Hindu tradition, and various other religious traditions do emphasize these three trainings. But the reason that these are called highest higher trainings is because that makes these particular trainings exclusive to the Buddhist vehicle. So by calling them the highest higher training, this labels it as an exclusive teaching or an exclusive path within the Buddhist tradition that is not found or is not in common with all of the other religious traditions.
Dalhabi chudin laba nambi chudin de ane chulu jenda chudin kandes lagwaris kandes hai kandes de ndwaris tiba ina deni beji nambi chudin tu ngalo ngenju ko sambi sim chudin ris ngaba ngaba ju chudin on de nas dua tu sule ya sode ko chudin tu sule ya koale ngaba ju ngenju ko sambi sim simba ju gores mo waris deni sode chance sa tu se ya chudin tu nga ya koale ngaba ju ngenju ko sambi sim injerwa chulu jenda beji kwale ngaban ju ngaju ko samba simba beji me injere de cha ne ane labi chutins chulu jenda labi chutins wa dende re no no
So why is it Dene Rinpoche Nge Truachi, then Jipo Chungo, then Nyepa Jungwa Yomare, then the Konso de Klapa Sungo, okay, Gemma. So why are these called the highest higher trainings? What is exclusive within the Buddhist tradition that makes this special? The reason that this is special is within the Vinayak tradition of ethical behavior. This ethical behavior is coupled with renunciation, with the desire to definitely get out of cyclic existence. So the higher training in ethics and the higher training in concentration and wisdom is coupled with renunciation. So the driving force or aim of these behaviors is the renunciation, which makes it special and makes it different than other religious traditions. So this is why they are called the highest higher trainings, because the renunciation is not shared in common with the other vehicles, the other religious traditions.
Ta jibu chungwa le kuwa kuyi do ngay shing to chawa le ngay ban chung tuwa ma ni na ngay sung sung ki do ngay le ngay ban chungwa tuyo rwa. Chulu yinza su ngay sung sung tani jago yu ti ma rita.
Lesa.
Ngay sung sung le, ngay sung sung ki do ngay le ngay ban chung ngay chung sang ba. Wa tani shahan di gondro.
Tu chena, dengay chua.
Ya.
So, Rinpoche, I had a question, Rinpoche just answered it. So, what can we say about the being of small capacity then? When we are speaking of this. Although the being of small capacity does not renounce cyclic existence altogether, he or she still renounces the three lower realms of cyclic existence. So that type of renunciation is still exclusive to the Buddhist tradition. And we can say that their practice within these trainings, if focused on being free from the lower realms, will produce the higher realm rebirth, and that is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition. Not that the higher realm rebirth is not what exclusive is exclusive, it's the actual causal factors for it. So, in moving from ethical behavior to concentration, other religious traditions, of course, have concentration and concentration levels. So what is exclusive? Why is this called the highest higher training in concentration? And the reason is that the concentration uses as its object of observation emptiness and the nature of reality. The focus of the concentration can be on the two truths of ultimate and conventional or the Four Noble Truths. So these types of concentration, these objects of observation, are exclusive to the Buddhist tradition, and this is why this particular kind of concentration is called the highest higher training.
Oji da shiro ji laba de ya de ne de ba ni de de ba ji tu ni tu bi shiro si de ja na an chu lu jen da lu yo ji ma ro chu lu jen da la bi shiro ji nu ji ro da.
So, and then last, the highest higher training in wisdom is similar to the explanation before. There is the wisdom realizing emptiness within the Buddhist tradition that is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition. The wisdom recognizing the two truths, the wisdom that realizes the Four Noble Truths. So these types of wisdom are exclusive to the Buddhist tradition, and this is why this particular type of wisdom, or these types of wisdom, are called highest higher trainings in wisdom.
So
there are two explanations or two things that are pointed out of that leads one to recognize the importance of concentration or of single-pointed concentration. And one is that it's impossible to achieve clairvoyance without single-pointed concentration. And there are various levels of clairvoyance. When we speak of clairvoyance, There are many different kinds. The best kind of clairvoyance is the clairvoyance of an all-knowing being or a Buddha. This is the highest level of clairvoyance that one could achieve. And the second highest level might be that of a bodhisattva, superior, the level of clairvoyance that he or she would have. And the third level of clairvoyance, or the third least potent kind of clairvoyance, would be that of a lesser vehicle superior. And then maybe we could say the fourth level would be that of an ordinary being who is not a superior, who has clairvoyance. When understanding this, why does one want to have clairvoyance? What's the point of this? If one has clairvoyance, he or she could understand other people's minds, understand the past lives and future lives, could see into the past and future, could see very, very far into the past or very far into the future. But the ability to really see the more subtle details of the past and future depends upon the level of achievement of realization. So that goes back to the highest level of clairvoyance, the being who could see, is an all-knowing being, is the Buddha, second being Bodhisattva, third lesser vehicle, Arya, and a fourth being an ordinary being. So if one can understand all of these things, then he or she can truly fulfill the needs of others, because he or she will know what they truly need. Without clairvoyance and without this subtle type of mind, it's impossible to know what other beings really need, and it's impossible to know how to lead them to their goals. So this is why it is so important to achieve single point of concentration, because clairvoyance is dependent upon single-pointed concentration. Independence upon single-pointed concentration, the result of clairvoyance can be produced. Without single-pointed concentration, clairvoyance cannot be produced. And this is why a Buddha has the highest level of clairvoyance. It's because he or she recognizes the need for it and the need to be able to see all of these things in order to know how to help others.
But then also, Sanjay Shinjo to Jagal and the Mil Lujacho, Chinda Pages, Lujacho, Jaju Jibaju or his, and the Kuan Lujacho Len, calling Evanjone, Tanga Pesi, Matabaji, Gulundu Wundus, and the Kusan Kubaris, then the Kuan Chine, Sharibe Kunu Sugar Chimbers, Tanga Kuale, and the Evanjo Nunga, and the Kasuka Rodushung, Tabaji Gins, Gulungu Dumalangins, Sugaris. She do the Sharibu Mushik Tower, Sharibu Mushi Waters, Mushik Tadu, and then Kula Karsugure, Chono, and Chi Rodushuagi, Gomundus,
Less
Natungumundus, Ne Tinsona, and Chono Rodushun and Digamari, Tabajin Digamundus, Sharibege, and the Kokaja Waters, Kadule, Takong Sambajune, Tanga Pichi Shinamadu, Digamaras on the
Lesson,
and a Chuck. Chuchuji River Junior, Chukalcine, Chunchuas Alcoris. Was Uncle to Sanji Mushi Chin, the Lanson Sanji Tapers, Chukarji Weavers, Karjin Chujo, and the Nashari Bull Rod Junjis, Sugachimbe in Sharibi, and Chun Tabajia Guamundus, things of the Tabajin Rigmaris Canondon, Nabeji, Shigi is among us all cousins, and the Sanji Kaji Marchun Tabajiagi, Rod Jun Guayores. And the Sanji Kun and the Rodushun was less. What the Gaza de Chinda Beijing, Rodushun, Guad be Tarim, machine, and Chudenjil Goraja, Guaju Aris. What the two Tajiraga Tarim in do, Shari be Mushik the Tundu woman is. Sanji Mushik the Tumor is. What the is. Less.
Then a Sharipu.
And the Sharibu got that him as that's Haji Lumushi Mahi, Sharibu Mushi, Matumbi, and then there's Mombushi, Haji Mushi,
Lessus,
Haji Mushi, the Azuris, Amishuris.
Lesson. So, where is there an illustration of these powers, of the different levels of power of clairvoyance? There is a story during the time of Buddha where an old man wished to be ordained. And he was 80 years old, and he went to Shariputra, one of Buddha's root disciples, and said to him, please, Shariputra, I wish to go forth from this world. I have renounced cyclic existence, and based on that renunciation, I wish to become a monk. I wish to be ordained. And Shariputra, through his clairvoyance, looked very carefully and said, I am sorry, I cannot ordain you. You don't have enough virtue within your continuum to make it useful, and at your age, it really won't help you in any way to become ordained. So at that point, the old man became very sad and said, I find no use for this life then. I'm going to go down to the river and take my own life. So he went to the river because he felt like there was no use in living anymore, because he saw the downfalls of the world he lived in cyclic existence, and wished to definitely get out of it. And his path, he believed, was to go forth, which is literal translation of becoming ordained, going forth. So if I say that, that means becoming ordained. It's more literal. So he was about to commit suicide, about to take his own life and drown himself in the river, knowing that he couldn't swim. And quickly, Buddha arrived out of nowhere and said to the man, why are you doing this? Why are you so sad? Why are you depressed? He could see that the man's mind was very, very sad. And the old man told him the story that I have gone to your disciple Shariputra and asked him to ordain me. And he told me that I don't have enough virtue and that it will be of no use or benefit for me to be ordained. And the Buddha said, this is nonsense. I will ordain you. I recognize that you do have enough virtue, and it will be beneficial for you to become ordained. So why is this? Why would the Buddha go against what Shariputra believed to be so? What is the difference here? Shariputra was a practitioner of the lesser vehicle, and he did not have the same level of clairvoyance as the Buddha. He was not able to see something that happened very, very far in distant past lives of this old man's continuum. The Buddha recognized that a very, very long time ago, he was an animal and was chasing something and circumambulated a stupa, circumambulated a religious building. And by doing this, that one act created the virtue for that life to be beneficial for him to be ordained. And the Buddha could see this, and the Buddha could recognize this because he was able to know all things, whereas Shariputra, although Shariputra was a superior was a superior, he was not able to see the same thing as Buddha. Shariputra was a foe destroyer at the time. So this is the difference in potency of clairvoyance between a Buddha and a lesser vehicle foe destroyer, as illustrated in the story of the old man who wished to be ordained. So if one wishes to fulfill the needs of others, it's so important to have clairvoyance. It's almost impossible to fulfill others' needs without clairvoyance. So this is the first reason given for the importance of single-pointed concentration, the fact that it's necessary to have clairvoyance to fulfill the needs of others. Clairvoyance is dependent upon single-pointed concentration. All causes are dependent upon their all results are dependent upon their causes. The result here being the clairvoyance, the causal factor for that clairvoyance, single-pointed concentration. So this is the in the commentary, the first reason given for the importance of single-pointed concentration. It's so that one can produce the causal factors for the clairvoyance, which will allow him or her to fulfill the needs of others.
English.
Dead school. Gangyeonsun de beukhe dang injike chipa ngi dagin. Rimche de gare de ngapchu jipchu.
De jijuro jiju.
Jipchu.
Jijuro ngachu de
ngachu. Dang de ngachu.
Ngachu de. De de do de.
Okay. Tu chena. De ken sabudu.
De na zu.
De beik. De je dang drapo. Injike de je dang drapo.
Nobody.
Okay. Sunam yeshe jrong
shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe jrong shi. Sunam yeshe
jrong shi. Sunam
어 뭐시 집어 니도 예수 온들 가서 그래 소나 이제 라신 손은 용수 줘봐 이제는 사실 뭐시 집어 니도 예수 뭐시도 줘 소나 그 소나 이제 그 초 땡겨서 공부할 때는 용 그래서 또 땡도 그러지로 와다
So we've arrived at 34. Here it says all Buddhas say the cause for the completion of collections whose nature is merit and exalted wisdom is the development of higher perception. So here, higher perception, let me just see. Mushe. Okay, so higher perception here refers to clairvoyance. It's the same word, they're just translating it as higher perception. I'm translating it as clairvoyance. So it's in Tibetan, it's the same word. So all Buddhas say that the cause for the completion of the collections. Here, collections refers to the two collections that are necessary in order to become a Buddha, the collection of merit and the collection of exalted wisdom. Both of these are necessary. So here, it speaks of the necessity of developing clairvoyance in order to really achieve in full the collection of merit and the collection of exalted wisdom, because so much is dependent upon that clairvoyance in order to achieve these two collections that are necessary to have in order to become fully enlightened.
That's one just song, But then also, Shu Bogo Chijun Yoro, Shu Bogo Chijun Dele, and the Kuga, Shuba De, Shu Bogo Chijun Dele, Shubasuko Karza, Dele.제다 에그잼으로와 다슈 마제비 샤드 콜 푸두고 마레스
네 야포 요마레
응 쇼바데 야보 메나 나 나칼딘 두 마레스
데 탐체 라투겐
뭐시 야보 요나 젠게 된시 두그레 뭐시 야보 메나 젠데 요 마레스 오데 된 두그레
So number 35 it says just as a bird with undeveloped wings cannot fly in the sky, those without the power of higher perception cannot work for the good of living beings. So here, this speaks of clairvoyance and the importance of clairvoyance. And if we talk about two kinds of bodhisattvas, bodhisattvas who have clairvoyance and bodhisattvas who do not have clairvoyance, the bodhisattvas with the clairvoyance are able to work for the good of living beings in much greater capacity than a bodhisattva who does not have clairvoyance. So when it says work for the good of living beings, that means basically fulfilling the needs of other living beings, or fulfilling all the needs of other living beings. So here it points out how much more powerful and how much more potential a bodhisattva with clairvoyance has than a bodhisattva without clairvoyance.
Tātani nīshū tārūpa tīla ngāshī dēnbī nīsēn jī sūnā tāna kāyīn tī ngāshī tātana tējūla jīwā jāng yu ma yīs. Tā ngāshī yuabī shāngchū sāmbā tī kī nīsēn jī huān dē.
Huān
dē, anī yīng kī tūñshī gāwā sā shābā tī, anī tī nā yīn jī ngāshī mēbā tī kī jīwā jā lē yu ma rīs. Jīwā jā, anī nēs lāi bī bōn, huān hēndā tāsīn lē yu ma rīs.
もうまれ。もし電べにせんじ。もし電べにせんじ。そのたの関係で。もし達の手術は、じゃあじゃあよまい。じゃあ、オッケー。もし、もし預金がね、小中先輩的銀行で電話が噂されて、2000字で、ワンですこれ。2000字が噂されて、もし目びあの小中先輩とそれ、とつけ、じゃあじゃあよまれす。
100 lifetimes.
So number 36 says, the merit gained in a single day by one who possesses higher perception cannot be gained even in 100 lifetimes by one without such higher perception. So here, this means that a being who has this type of clairvoyance can truly fulfill the needs of others. And because of this, the merit that they can gain in just one day is more than the merit that a non-clairvoyant can gain in 100 rebirths. So all of the merit that one could gain in all of the days of all the 100 rebirths is not even as much as the merit gained in one single day of bodhisattva with clairvoyance.
ニョドズベシャンチュニョドズベシャンチュツヨンズズバンデジョバテネベジムシタロブランジョジレルミスレルミスアネニョドズベシャンチュツニョドズベシャンチュツヨンズズバンデジョバスアネソナダイシツハジゴントバラタムシャンチュチュツセンチバドケバタメソツサネソナダイシクツサネサンジゴレスアネ kyaba dhamma sun tu tsu ma sa wa san ji tu ma res ane ka su gu re su na dang ishi ki tsu jubu sa ane san jubu ji ya gu nyo ba yu ba yin na tene be ji ngon shi ta ruba ju ji si ane ngon shi dhru ne ngon shi dhru ruba yin na su na dang ishi ki tsu jubu zu yung gu res san ji gu mu jubu tu gu res ane ngon shi dhru ne ngon shi de ju li ma ji ba yin na su na dang ishi ki tsu jubu sa tu ma re su na dang ishi ki tsu jubu sa ma tu ba yin na san ji bu ji tu ma res wa ta sun lu gu ma re ba nyadu zubi shanchu zu yung su zuban do ju ba si su na dang ishi ki tsu jubu zu ne san ji ki sal ru ya gu do ba yu ba yin na ngon shi dhru gu res ngon shi dhru tu ba yin na ane su na dang ishi ki tsu tu su ya bu yung gu res yonzu zuban dojo ba tene doba yoba yina tene sin doba yokin degi doba yoba yina doba yobi mede doba yobi lade doba yobi ganzade senjubi de ane beji ngonshi tas ngonshi dunwa ki toshi ji uris tene beji ngonshi ta ruban jo jis ngwen shi duyo na dene su nong de shi su jubu yung kres, lu kres, lu ban ju jis. Le lu jin deba yin na ngwen shi yung kumar, su nong su na shi su ju ne, san shi yung kumun ju tuba yung kumar res. Lu ban ju ju, le lu mis. Wa ta ngen, di ngen zi ngun kasa, 레루제네 띵가즈 마고바제 안 응외시 마루바이나 응외시 루마레 데마루나 소노다 이시고 주부사도 마레 산주부제도 마레 산제부 주부제야는 되바요바다 소노다 이시고 주 주부 안에 주부 주야게 안 되바요바이나 안 응외시 등에바 루레스 레루제네 용마레스 What does it mean, sir?
Those who want swiftly to complete the collections for full enlightenment will accomplish higher perception through effort, not through laziness. So here, it speaks of the importance of clairvoyance if one wants to quickly achieve Buddhahood. So here, when the enlightenment that is being spoken of is the unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment of a Buddha. So if one wishes to quickly or swiftly complete the collections, and here the collections refer to the collection of merit and the collection of exalted wisdom. So if one wants to quickly get those collections, which are necessary in order to become a Buddha, it's very important to achieve clairvoyance. So if somebody wants to be able to fulfill the needs of all different types of sentient beings, the gods and the humans and the various types of sentient beings, then it's necessary to have this type of clairvoyance, and by doing so, one can fulfill the two collections swiftly. So this is what it's speaking of here. But if one is very lazy, it's impossible to be able to achieve these states. It's necessary to make a concerted effort, to have perseverance in order to achieve clairvoyance, in order to achieve these various collections. So one needs to have perseverance and not be lazy in order to achieve the clairvoyance, which will make that being swiftly achieve his or her aims through the process of achieving the two collections.
That was another Jesu Jubu Zunas Haji Kubutu and Duba Yobateke, Mashi Dugubaina, and the Mashi Gandas Dugore, Mashi Jukare, Karugungure, Karuguna Mashi Chigare, Karamaguna Mashi Chigamaris Tibaina, Shene Gungurus, Shene Gumbalatin Mashi Ungurus, Shene Mena Mashi Umare, Dingan the Mena Mashi Umaris, the Sunju Suji de Dua. 38 말바 신내연라 신내 두바 마인바스 신내스나 샤마타로 신내 샤마타 언 신내스나다 샤마타 옷지바로와 신내 두바 마인베 신내 동원식 주레스 신내 그 신내데 샤마타 동원식 주레 동원식 주 신내데 샤마타 메나 동원식 용마레스 나주 신기 손에도 좀 메나 안 신제고 모두와스 데나지 신내 메나 동원식 용아요 마레스 신내 두바 마이베 동원식 두바 문주스 신내 동원식 주레 신내 줄 마제나 동원식 용마레스 신내 동원식 제발은 신내 공고레스 신내 두바 마이베 동원식 두바 문주스 대시를 신의 두비시를 연애하던 배워셨어. 신의 두비시 안 담보 신의 아부 공고를 샤마타 샤마타대 아부 중수는 갈래갈래 되는 문제 용고를 샤마타대 아부 마주나 문제 용고 말을 어디 대는 사람이야?
The Shin Mitsun got it. The Sik Chi the Shingame.
아니야.
내 아마 The Shin Mitsun.
된대로 밤하면은 보고 용고면 도와. 밤하면은 No Prince.
The Shin Gari
Labson. Shin Jumena, Shin Umdua. See Grand Mena, Shin Umdua.
Seek Gari Labson Lama.
See, Shin Sun Roda. Sun
Donagare.
See, tree see.
Super.
See.
Seed.
See, flower see. Quan see.
Lesser.
Rice see. Tree see.
Lesser.
Shin seed salta, sad no children got to Suna, Shinja Umdua. The Mena. 신제금하라. 신의 맨한 것이 제금하라.
신의
공고를.
내 식치.
야야 오케이.
내 신기츠.
신부자를 집어내다. 파마 맨나 보고 용구로 왔어. 신의 맨나 것이 용구마를. 어떤 종류인지.
Okay, I was trying to find out the meaning of one word. Without the attainment of calm abiding, higher perception will not occur. Therefore, make repeated effort to accomplish calm abiding. Calm abiding is shamatha. for people who are more familiar with that word. So if one needs to practice shamatha, to practice calm abiding in order to achieve the state of clairvoyance, because without calm abiding, without single-pointed concentration, it's impossible to achieve the state of clairvoyance. So it's necessary to have the causal factors of clairvoyance in order for it to occur. As we said before, all effects are dependent upon their causes. In order for a child to be born, he or she must have parents who engage in an intercourse that produces a child. In order for excuse me, in order for a tree to grow, there must be a seed, and there must be all of the other factors present in order for the tree to sprout. Likewise, in order to produce produce clairvoyance or higher perception, as it states in here, it's necessary to have calm abiding and single-pointed concentration. So it's necessary, though, in order to achieve this state, it's necessary to practice calm abiding again and again. And again, you must do it, very slowly over a long period of time. This is not something that's going to happen very quickly. There must be a consistent, concerted effort in order to achieve this state. And this meditation or familiarization needs to be done again and again and again.
Shine droba mayeba, nga shine droba manjula. Teshi shine na drobi shire yana yadun beba shas. Beba shas. Ta tene, ta ni sonju sogurwa. Shine yuela na nyang be radun beda gongshi chan, lun tongta taga chan tenzin droba manjula. Shine ke yuela, shine ke jutsu, shine ke jutsu cha chawa. Shine ke jutsu su nga lo,
Lesson 39. While the conditions for calm abiding are incomplete, meditative stabilization will not be accomplished, even if one meditates strenuously for thousands of years. So if the causal factors are not there, if there is something missing from the formula, it's not possible to achieve the state of calm abiding. It's not possible to achieve the state of meditative stabilization or single-pointed concentration. And it says here, even if one meditates strenuously for thousands of years, if the meditation is incorrect, then it doesn't matter how long you do it. It will not produce the result of calm abiding. It will not produce meditative stabilization. Likewise, if one plants a seed and all the causal factors are there and everything that's necessary is there, in a couple of years you'll probably have a sprout and a tree will come. But if there is something missing, if the causal factors are not there, if you left a seed there for 1,000 years and waited, there wouldn't be a tree that would sprout. There would be no sprout. Likewise, if the causal factors for the state of calm abiding or meditative stabilization are not present, then the meditative stabilization being the result of that cannot be produced.
Ane sangha dan, ane jaga kibi yung tu sule, ane shene tu gombi tsu tu song sha yuwa res. Te she tenzin tsu loo le. Song bi yun la le ne, meba kanon ji ta la yin gila sha ba sha s. Ane meba ji la mi ne, tingan zi tu gong gu res.
So here, thus maintaining well the conditions mentioned in the collection of meditative stabilization chapter, place the mind on any one virtuous focal object. So here, this is advice that is given, we can find from the great Indian scholars, the great pandits, asanga, and so forth, in the stages of meditation, stages of familiarization. We can find many references to this, and this is saying, use one object, anyone, virtuous focal object. So it's using an object of observation that is the same every time, and placing your mind single-pointedly or placing your mind solely on that virtuous object. So this is advice that has been passed down.
Ta juje ndu khatu meba garon ji da la yin gila ja ba sha tingen ze gon meba de che ka yo ma res tingen ze gon khen ge ne nen ju ba de su jun do ba res ka ji hal gon be hal min ne tingen ze gon do ba yo ba res ka ji san ji la min ne gon do ba yo ba res ane ka ji on jo ngo o ba dan sa dan ten rel gon ne tingen ze gon ne de ge res ka ji ge de ne ka su gu re ane yo ka bun ra ta o ten rel min ne Tā kāntē tīngēn zū gōngkhēn tē mībā gōngkhēn tīn tō bā rēs, chē yō mā rēs, mībā lī chē kā yō mā rēs. Kāntē mībā jīl nē sēn tē kār sō gō rē, pī tā bō nē nē, yā nē yā tō gōng gō rēs, sē nī sā rē.
Nē nē, that's cool. Tā lē dē yō rē.
Nē tā bā shē dē yā tō, tē rē tō, mībā kā rō jī tā lā, yī nē gā lā jā bā
shās. Gē lā, gē wā.
Gā wā lā jā bā shās.
The indicator, gē wā yu rē. Okay. Thus, maintaining well the conditions mentioned in the collection of meditative stabilization chapter, place the mind on any one virtuous focal object. So here, this is saying any one virtuous object, but it's not specific about what that virtuous object is. And the reason for that is people have different kind of affinities. Some people like to or have a more of a connection with deities or various deities that they want to use as their object of observation. Some use light or the breath, meditating upon the breath in order to achieve meditative stabilization and single-pointed concentration. Others might use various light rays coming in the nostrils that would be, translator's note, useful for future practices. So meditating upon the light rays in the nostrils single-pointedly. So here it doesn't matter what the object of observation is, it only specifies that it should be virtuous.
And shoots a cutter. Yāng lhā gōng dēs ndāma rā gōng nā, ān tēngēn zhū yu lā jē guyā sā mā rēs. Yīnā ōn yōng gōng lā mēnā gōng bā yīnā, ōn yōng gōng tē, jāng bā gōng gōg sā rēs. Tēnā kār sā, ndō shā shē chī wā yīnā, mā dō bā gōng yā. 아니 콘드시에와 있는 샤마고야 어든게 몸으로다 소소소 근데 봐 인사레스
So, as far as object of observation goes, one should keep it the same object of observation, whether it's a deity or whether it's a specific kind of meditation, if it's an analytical meditation one is trying to do on impurity to fight or to use it as an antidote for attachment, or if one is using love to serve as an antidote for hatred. All of these things can be objects of observation because people have different propensities. People have different affinities or problems with negativities or problems with affliction. So those who have a very strong amount of hatred or, you know, one of the poisons, it would be more useful them to achieve a single-pointed love concentration than others who might have a bigger problem with something else. So this is why it is not specific.
Oje da tene kasa nenju shene trojo na ngoshe da jang ruban jus nenju ba shene gongken de shene de yab jungso na shama da yab jungso na an ngoshe yong gurus ngoshe da jang ruban jurus marba nenju shene trojo na ngoshe da jang ruban jurus shene de ngoshe ge juro wa shene de yab jungso na an ngoshe yong gurus what is it sir
In number 41, I'm just going to read two lines. When the practitioner has gained calm abiding, higher perception will also be gained. So here, the causal factor of the clairvoyance or higher perception we can see is the calm abiding. So here it's stating once one gets the calm abiding or achieves the realization of calm abiding, then higher perception will also be gained because it's the causal factor is complete.
Oje da dene ma shene me bongo shi muru de drubi shi de shene yona me shene lun tonda da ge de de drubo munju ru sa da den de shi ge de juzen di shi de ge ne tu lu le son bis den de tu lu le son bi la na la le bar ne ne ndo le son bi me ba ga ro ji da la me de yi ne ye de me wa gi nga la ja ba sha wo sa yin gila xaba xa. Tetapi chuchi nian juba kaha ki xine ruba juna nguanxi da jang, nguanxi dang latung da jang ruba juru sa. Juyu, xine ke chogu sa. Tena xine, xine ruchu ndo duna chu tenpa dang nguan gongba wu sa. Chu ten chu mwadu chi na yang, yi chu ting Napa tabi nguwe ne tuyo nyungwa shawa nyungwa asu. Ta shenenge jutsu sikuro ta jutsu. Shenenge tsu siyate, shenenge jutsu ane son tsuyo dhamara mamudu usu. Shenenge jutsu urwa. Pena nga su shin ji taba ina, shin ki sunyo gugunduwa, sunyo. Shin ki sunyo ji. Tende sa gugunduwa, chu gugunduwa, lu gugunduwa, tata na, ane shin dung tse gugunduwa asu maribay. Then, she needs Julie Jebalaya, Saddam Chudon Luin Rabogi, Jutumumumu Town Waters, Kundreberis, Jutana Jigre, Jumazan Jigamaris. What is it? Jenang Jutu Town Waters.
So, here, it's if the causal factor isn't present, as spoken before, then the meditative stabilization. Can't be accomplished. So it's not possible to attain calm abiding. It's not possible to achieve special insight, which is an effect of this calm abiding and single-pointed concentration. So we can see the necessity of having the causal factors. If one wants to have a tree, the tree doesn't just appear. A tree needs to have a seed. If the seed is there, a tree can come as long as it's planted in the ground, and as long as it's watered, and as long as there's sun, and as long as there's fertilizer, then one will see a tree sooner or later because the causal factors are present. But if the causal factor is not present, a tree will not be produced. So this is why it's important to achieve these states of concentration and to practice these forms of concentration in order to produce their results.
Dingo, okay. What did you give?
Rinpoche, the chikshina de kamala shila dang hashan dasi dang, the chikshina
kunsu
de gabu in the kore. shaji gabudu.
Okay.
Tishina de pentaudu. Gangisina de tearing. Chant the mambo lasa.
What a.
Konsa de kalikabudu. Okay, so what Rinpoche was saying is previously in the last class, we went over things that were mentioned by the great master Maitreya in the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, the ornament for the Mahayana Sutra, where there were various factors that are necessary in order to achieve the state of single pointed concentration. It was necessary to be in a good place where there weren't any environmental dangers, where there weren't any wild animals or things that could harm the one. Where the water was clean and pure, so that there was something to drink, and where the friends that one surrounded themselves with were good friends, were spiritual friends, or Dharma friends. So it's important, as mentioned in the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara and various other sources, for the environment and the inhabitants within it to be conducive. Conducive to your achievement of single pointed concentration.
What the name is that that the machine you do that not to what the lens you go on, but Naga Shia do doing Jamal Shiga.
So, would folks like to hear questions? Would like to have questions, answers? Would you like them to go further in the text? Do you want to hear? I'd like to hear the story of the great debate, but what would people like to hear? Story.
Just to hear the story and also just a brief explanation of the conditions for calm abiding.
Oh, the ones the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara.
Right.
I'll go over it again because he already he said everything. The Dode Jen, the Laena Gatsudua, the Sacha Yapo, the
Sazanwang.
Sazanwang, good place. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Chuzanwang.
Mm-hmm.
Good water.
Mm-hmm.
Sazanwang, Chuzanwang. Ne zangwa.
Mm-hmm.
Ne zangwa is
not harmful in spirit.
Till nobody is such a name as zangwa is. Nobody may be till then chibo. She now may be in a ne zangwa.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a good dad, a single dad, don't dad, to do it down. And the G, nobody can what do you know, name as zangwa is. Then maybe ne till ne zangwa.
Mm-hmm. Soon.
True zangwa.
Oh, trouble.
Dama friend.
Okay. Digger it. So in the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, Maitreya's ornament for the Mahayana Sutra, do you need to put that in? You were putting something up. Okay. In the Maitreya's ornament for the Mahayana Sutra, it speaks of conditions that are necessary. The place should be a good place that's quiet and somewhere that one can meditate appropriately. The water should be good. It should be somewhere that you can drink the water so that one can be replenished. There shouldn't be inhabitants that are harmful, whether they are human or non-humans. It needs to be in a place where there aren't wild animals such as lions, tigers, bears, and snakes that could harm someone, where you could have fear in your mind, so that wouldn't be helpful. So a place that doesn't have those, and one should be surrounded by Dharma friends, spiritual friends. One should always have those types of people around you and not others in order to achieve that state. Those four. But at the root of this, ethical behavior is the most important. It says everywhere that one can find in all the sources that it's necessary to first have as the foundation the ethical behavior.
Then 오든게 찌자도 모자도 오든게 레카나 모모제바이나 쿠센 살로 모다고와 쿠센 찌질네 아칼카바 인지로 돈용서 가지고 그랬어.
So it's necessary though also not to engage in lots of activities. If one has the foundation of the ethical behavior, it's necessary also not to engage in a lot of work and a lot of activities, because this can make the mind very distracted when one is engaged in activities. If one is working and doing this and doing divinations, Rinpoche said, and engaging oneself in all of these different kinds of practices, then this is a distraction. And it makes it so the mind becomes busy and it does not allow for single-pointed concentration to be produced. Then Rinpoche, Khonsu Segudu de Nata, the Mingare, the Khonsu de Storigu, the Jataka Dangrabudu, the Kamala Shila, the Dasi Dang,
Khonsu
Story, Lojugu, Gangisim, Tanda Khonsu Detsi Kalikasa, then Mesum Jik, this Lojugu Lapsa. Konsu de gabudu lapsa. Gangisen a kasang natsu segadu de dasi dang jema lagare. Then konsu de gu.
Ore, what the loju shi ne abudu wa.
Okay, one moment. He's going to tell a story.
Ta loju shi ba yina ro loju shi ba yina. And the sanji jine shabu dun tul ama chong suwa res. Sanji. Shajamun buda jine shabu dun tul ama chong suwa res. Ama shi ne ama de la yu ili jisun si la. Hayul peji jachen reji dwa yin do. Lhal je res. Lhal je du le tene, anna sanji ki tutu ji le tene, ama karin sabi che tu sanji lhayul peba res. Lhayul pedu ta, nguan she tan zhuri yoke nga shoos. Zhuri man dhu tukuma, nakal pe tukuma rwa, nang dhu yoma rwa. Anna zhuri yoke nakal pe nukuma rwa.
Nene?
Ta zhutu yu kinka ta dha chungpa yina, galung yina, mwanga nana kari yina, ane sanji nyandu layu ndrutu uruwa. Tene kashi ki tene, ta sanji nyandu layu ndrutu la zhutu yu maruwa. Tsenji le tinga zi gunga zhutu taunga wa tanda chungu res. Zhutu to sadu sha nangji tene, naka ndrutu layu ndrutu uruwa. Ane sanji dan, galung ma dan, galung dan, o tu tunga layu yu lepeji, Dāsūng yāgī lāyū lī shūpa rīs, lāyū lī. Lāyū lī shūpa, nī sāngjī kūng āmā yāgī jī yorwa, wā dīnīg lū jū yorwa rīs. Āmā yīnā sūnā chabu yīn jū shābu jī lī dīngā jī kūng jū chū tōyā wā dīnī yuasā rīs. Sāngjī ngā sū lāyū lī rūgur sī jū, kāshī kī tā kūng dīngā jī kūng nī jū chū tōnī sāngjī pō tū kū sī nākāl pō rī.
Sanji de
Hlayu
la Pesun, then
Garage.
Sanji Amad Hayul Jayuaris.
Akusun. Sanji Amad and Pendu Vichedo, and Sanji Hayul Paper. And Sanji Hayul Pay on you, and the Jutu Yokin Manga Nanakangalo, shoes, and the Azul Hayul and Rose, Yan Dawson and Hayul Tigris, Dawson. Zhuchi mena zhutu marwa. Ani galung dang dandaka zhu kashi ge chen jil dingan zi guwane zhuchi toyo saris. Ani sanji sanji nyandul layul shadi na zhutu waris.
Tene, te sanji ge ama gari nang, gari chegadu. Sanji dang galung dang de ngama de nge de tong masong. Tene, te sanji dang galung dang da jumba layul la pesuen.
Ore. Layul pe, ta sanji layul pe.
Dawasum.
Zhuchu yukhen ka layul pe.
Zhuchu yukhen gare, zhuchu dona gare.
Ngoyashi na zhuchu saya shiruwa. Zhuchu sina zhuchu towa yina, shati na yi nakhal putu gurda.
Oh, okay.
Nakhal rutu gure.
Swift foot.
Sawule, sawul rutu gure, chunawul rutu gure.
Zhuchu, okay.
Ngoyashi na, tingen zi wati abu chungsu na, Zhuchu yungkwasi, zhuchu yungna nakhal nukwasi.
Then Dawasum don garishani Dawasum?
Nakhasum, Dawasum azo ne ribungtosu le yan Dawasum, yaka le trabarzan Dawasum yanayasi degimudu.
Yarnay, hakusum.
Goma nalu degi. An pachate wadam degiduwa, wadin Dawasum, yan Dawasum. Galung dan, galung mazo, Dawasum yaka le 네 야네스 야네
야네 하쿠산
야 가이 수중스 야지 가이지 수중 송어 지송 망 망 난솔 송어 지송 그쪽아 수중 소야 디바타야
레스
데네 야네 봐 다송 그린들 미시게 망 난 거 로제네 아마 자갈이나 Jabutuzi jinda jine, trabat an kante peru nans, an dhaasung tabale shosa kambate, an khuzo tabashu, pachate gongja wa dhan ruruji de wa. On te dhaasung sanji dhan layul de ima, lojil.
Then dhaasung de du de khonso de layul ape.
Sanji layul pe,
dhaasung,
yane de.
Dhaasung, okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure the story was clear. So there's a story. Previously of Buddha's mother passing away after his birth. And Buddha's mother, Shabudun. So 7 days after Buddha's birth, she passed away. And Buddha, through his clairvoyance, recognized that she was reborn into the God's realm. And that she was a god. And if one has clairvoyance and single-pointed concentration, he or she can also produce miraculous powers, special powers. And these miraculous powers will allow one to fly in the sky or burrow under the ground or breathe underwater. There's various forms of miraculous powers, swift foot, various forms of miraculous powers that can be achieved through single-pointed concentration and so forth. So Buddha was able to take himself to the God's realm through this miraculous powers. So Buddha was able to go find his mother there. And you know, if we want to be able to go check out, Rinpoche said, the God's realms, then maybe we should start meditating. Maybe we should start achieving these states of calm abiding and single-pointed concentration so that we can get clairvoyance, so that we can get miraculous powers. And if we want to go see what are in these realms, it's possible to do. So that was something that Rinpoche said, so I wanted to put that in there. So if one is a foe destroyer or a superior, all of these labels aren't necessary. It's the fact, it's whether or not these beings have achieved the state of single-pointed concentration or not, as to whether or not they have the ability to be a clairvoyant, because a clairvoyant must have achieved calm abiding and single-pointed concentration. So the story is that Buddha then went to the God's realm through this miraculous power in order to see his mother.
wa dhru dunga shi ta ten ka tul mo shi ya du ta nga zu je ma shi ni mar bes wa ten ne ga ka shi ya du s ne ba nga bon du je je ne ba nga ting en zu bi ne ba nga yu ga res de bon bin du je je end dot it end dot ne ba ka zu
harm
ting en zu go bi
pai
harm it end dot or the situation juge ni marbe so ni dira je ma shi nas
jun nga
nyebang nga nyebo duje je nyebang nga bon duje je do de jin ro do de je
so within in the dodejen the mahayana sutra alamkara it speaks of faults in meditation and it speaks of 5 different faults and 8 antidotes or 5 hindrances, I think that's the literal, hindrances to meditation and 8 antidotes to those hindrances. So we will get into a more all-inclusive explanation of these hindrances as well as their antidotes in future classes. So we will go into this at a future time. So in the future weeks, we'll go over more explicitly the meaning of the stanzas that we just went through, because we quickly kind of read through stanzas, and in the future weeks, we will be more detailed about these stanzas, so just so everyone is aware of that.
That bhiji dang azu
So if folks have any questions, we can do that now, or we could just end, Rinpoche said.
Yeah.
But we still have to do dedications and so forth, too. Yes, Katie. Might be a bad translation, too.
At some point, the image that we're focusing on should become quite clear, as if we saw it like this cup, or we saw like Rinpoche, quite clear, not blurry.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That is the calm abiding. So my question is, to get to that state, I don't remember it, but I heard one teacher say there's some breathing you can do beforehand.
Okay. Right.
This is not true.
Right. Is it? That's correct. That's a fault. Calm abiding is a shine.
Shine le man, calm abiding.
Calm abiding.
Mwenshi le karza.
Clairvoyance.
Kebon.
Clairvoyance.
Zutru le karza.
Miraculous powers.
Powers, yeah, zutru. Mwenshi to zutru, yeah.
So, so the question is, are those faults? Should the image be completely clear as if we're seeing in front of us?
At some point.
And is that the point of it? Okay. And just for everyone, calm abiding is a very loaded translation. I like mental quiescence better because that's a state of mind that's very placid and calm. That it would make more sense that one could build single-pointed concentration on. Calm abiding sounds kind of like just chilling out, you know, abiding calmly. So I think it's kind of a loaded translation, but I will ask Rinpoche. Rinpoche, kong de se lu de de tingen zi gom de tingen zi lena de yu selpo due de mipa selpo due.
Da mipa la gom ba yina la la san tao du ruwa.
La dang.
La la san tao yina. Ane dambu sebe yung duwas. Yang paru jika saya na tung dulu, mesti wajang dulu. Tadi tinggal jika jual sewa sekali lewung beres. Tiang saya tu sejak top cahsuna, tiku cetop lesuna, yang gubal lewung beres gubal. Dua cah ke cah tu ke, yang mebal madu baji sanglu jenda kuyung beres. Gubal tak sewa ni tinggal jika jual beres. Tapi yang tu guna, tak kata mebal dale, ane saya sebab je. Shoochibu chongshirin leji gugu sarisita. Mutul cho jajaba ina, mutul chongshirin leji degarwa. Sen sebu ji, she chibu ji gugu sarisita. Sen sebu yu na, din du si, di shinghwa lhe du gugu sarisita. Sen chongbu yu, nyonyo gong, sebu dan, sen chongbu di kechibu yu sarisita. Yang nga su ji, yang te san dan, yang nga su ji, wad kechibu yu sarisita.
Metu, toja, donagare.
Mutul bula wal chuluwa ina.
Chulu.
Wara.
Chulu. Oh, Chulura. Okay, I understand. So yes, it is important that the object of observation becomes as if that object of observation in a very, very small sense, when I say sense, I mean size, is the actual object itself. It should not be blurry. And what happens is, at first, when one sits down, the object of observation might be quite clear. Then one gets tired, and one of the faults of meditation comes in, and that's lethargy. So everything becomes blurry and dull, and the object of observation no longer has its crisp clarity. It is not stable. And then what can maybe happen is a shift from lethargy to excitement. And excitement is when the object of observation is scattered, and you're thinking of other things, and it's not possible to focus on one object of observation. So one has to continuously adjust in their meditation. It's necessary to make adjustments. If lethargy comes in, it's necessary to make an adjustment to counteract the lethargy. If excitement comes in, then it's necessary to apply some sort of practice or formula in order to eradicate the excitement. So it's necessary to constantly adjust one's meditation. Because the end result, the goal is to have a very, very stable, secure, clear image in front of you that no longer is just an object of observation that one is facing. It becomes the real object itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, honestly, our minds have very few abilities. We don't have the abilities to have this type of concentration at this moment. But in the future, if we practice and we're consistent and persevere, then we will be able to, through perseverance, achieve these states of single-pointed concentration. It will be achieved. It's very similar to awakening a flower. Sometimes if you have a flower and you put a little water on it, it opens up and it becomes alive again. Likewise, if one engages in this, one can awaken the ability to have this type of concentration.
What the Niji Guna was that one Natsuk Sende, Natsu Sende, and a new Mung Wandon to the others, Natsu Sang Wandon, Sang New Mung Wandon to them, and Natsu Lesan Kuraku the others, Dingens Gumbaina, and the Kale Dingens the Abajunsuna Dingens in San Juan Jumuris. Sell on things like saying something sell on to Jabutus, things like sell on June, send June, send your moon on Tango Maris. Things in send the things of one Abbot Zumatuna, send your moon on Sunderis, and then also send on to send your moon on Sune, and then Lemon was sad and call could you have things.
If one is bound to cyclic existence, then Yanjir Surunan, Jason.
Santen Selamoji Jabut, Lari Dudendua, Santen Selamoji Jabutus, Tingens in the Abugumbaina, Tingens in the Selamoji Umuris.
Okay, okay, the Tamche Tringyu. So if
Tingens in the Selamoji Matuaina, Lato Sang on Sang Cardinalis, Send your moon on the Ruders, Dejad Kondo, the Najeta, what the new ones do the less out of words. Send Gon the Dingens in the Abjunsuna, Dingens in the Sail on Jene, and the Sand the Gishul Ruders. What did the Dingens go pay on what things are?
So the virtues of having this single pointed concentration are as follows. At this point, our mind is influenced by the afflictions. Our mind is controlled by our afflictions, and this is why we are thrown again and again into cyclic existence, because our afflictions are causing us to behave in certain ways, and these actions are producing karma, non-virtuous karma, and virtuous karma, and then we are propelled into cyclic existence again and again. But if we have single-pointed concentration, then we are able to gain control of our minds. We are able to kind of harness our minds so they are not pushed around and led around by the afflictions. They are led by the single-pointed concentration, and the mind, in a sense, will have its own free will to be able to focus on any virtuous object instead of focusing on anger and attachment and pride and jealousy and greed. At this point, our mind is like a crazy elephant. But single-pointed concentration is similar to taking that crazy elephant, wrapping a chain around him, and tying him to a tree so he can no longer move around and do that damage. And there's an illustration, a picture, where one can see this elephant going up various stages, and at the beginning he's very dark color, And at the end, it's clear, and there's clarity. And this is symbolic of the darkness, of the lack of ability to control the mind, and the clarity of once one achieves single-pointed concentration. And then it goes from this clear elephant into an ordained monk. There's a picture, and it's flying into this. He's flying into the sky, because once one has this single-pointed concentration and clairvoyance, miraculous powers also follow.
What do you mean, sir?
You can see this picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the person has the clairvoyance, then they see the suffering. They can see the suffering, terrible suffering of beings.
Mm-hmm.
So then this person, say this lay person or this Buddha or this Bodhisattva sees the suffering,
mm-hmm.
then this is not a very pleasant thing to observe.
Mm-hmm. So why would one want to? Because the person who sees the suffering suffers?
If they're seeing it, they have compassion, so they suffer because they have the compassion.
Okay.
So you have to have tremendous compassion also to have clairvoyance. To make this will to have clairvoyance, because you will see the suffering too, I think.
Right. Okay, so it's a multi. Do you have to have compassion to have clairvoyance? Is that?
I would say it would be very good, because you would see the suffering too.
Right, but is it? It's not. Is the question? Is that part of the question? I know the answer is no. You don't have to have compassion to have clairvoyance. But okay, so let me just real quickly ask Rinpoche the first part. Rinpoche, the kone segulu, the mushe yuna, then a dugnyal the datudu, dugnyal mambo datudu. Then a sem juyo, sem ju yongdu, the sem ju yongre. Then a dunya, the nejong sampa yomare, the
joa, nejong sampa,
the kongi triwa de yomare, the ngushe yuna, then the ngushi ken. Dugnyal mambo datudu, gangin sena
kongin.
Then kon sampa, dugnyal mambo yongore, gangin sena, the konsu sem, the chipo yomare, gangin sena konsu dugnyal dagdu, then konsu sem chipo yomare. Then konsu sampa, the nyepo gare, gangin sena, the dugnyal dana, the sem chipo yomare, then gariche.
Dugnyal mambo tungsuna, nganjung sampa mori yongore.
So actually this suffering is a very important tool for one to use, to utilize, to produce renunciation. Because if renunciation is produced, then one can quickly achieve liberation, and one can quickly achieve the state of complete Buddhahood. And that is when what will allow one to truly be of aid to these beings that he or she sees suffering. And through seeing this type of suffering, the renunciation is increased, and he or she understands cyclic existence, so will realize that this suffering was created by non-virtue and created by misdeeds. So that will force him or her also to modify their behavior in recognizing the results of negativity, and will not only allow them to modify their behavior, but will increase their virtue, because the compassion will increase, the renunciation they have will increase, and their motivation to get out and their motivation to become a Buddha will increase because of all of the suffering that they see around them. And it would not make them suffer, it would just increase their perseverance. A bodhisattva, someone who is a real practitioner, not someone like me. So maybe that's enough, Rinpoche said.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we do just the Samanta Bhadra. We'll do the mandala offering in Tibetan, Samanta Bhadra dedication in Tibetan, and the three long life prayers, because I believe Rinpoche wants to... yeah. So let's do the mandala offering. Concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer in Tibetan.
Ge jing gong bo yong